The reason that I believe that Letterkenny should be front-end loaded for student accommodation is because we have got an exceptional circumstance here in Donegal at the moment. The first thing is we have absorbed over 3,000 Ukrainian refugees in the last number of months, which is unprecedented in Donegal. And the second thing is we've still got all the families who have to deal with the problem of MICA. And it's been well documented about the shortage of housing and where these people are going to live. So if we want Letterkenny ATU to be able to operate at the level that we hope that it would, then we need to get on-campus accommodation so as the college will be able to develop and fulfil the potential that we have hoped that it would deliver to the North West and to Donegal for a long, long time.
You want the council to contact Orla Flynn, the president of ATU, also Norma Foley, education minister, Simon Harris, obviously, third level education minister. I mean, do you believe that can make a practical difference here, that we will actually see tangible results come from this motion?
Well, Donal, that I'm not 100% sure about, but I'll tell you what, we do need to ask the question. I was on the board of the LYIT myself, along with Councillor Kennedy, and the new board of the ATU does not have any other county councillors on it. So at this point in time, it's our only access to that board is for to ask the executive of the council to write and ask for Letterkenny ATU to be front-end loaded or on campus accommodation. So I'd be very hopeful that it will, as far as I'm aware. There is going to be money provided in the capital plan for the ATUs for on-site accommodation. So I think if we don't speak up, we'll probably end up at the back of the queue. So we're as well to get our speak out there up front, and hopefully that it will help Letterkenny to be one of the first ATU campuses to get on-site accommodation.